Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. When the workday ends for most of us, it's just beginning for janitors who clean our offices, airports, and schools. Many of them are immigrant women working alone at night, and that could put them in danger. Today, we begin our investigative series, Rape on the Night Shift, exposing how sexual violence against janitors is going unreported and unpunished. Here's the California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief, Sasha Coca.
Maria Magana is a tiny woman in her 50s. She's practically dwarfed by the giant vacuum cleaner she straps onto her back. I went on the job with her one night as she cleaned offices in Bakersfield.
I couldn't leave it dirty. I dust most of the things. I even dust the signs. All these little windows, I clean them.
Magana used to work for ABM, the nation's largest janitorial company, founded in San Francisco. You've probably been in an airport or office cleaned by one of its nearly 65,000 janitors. But you may not know that ABM's been sued by janitors across the country for failing to protect them from sexual harassment, even rape. Maria Magana is one of them. She says her former supervisor at ABM would grope her, grab her, taunt her. When she started talking about that, she switched to Spanish.
So
I hit him with my broom, and he said, Maria, why are you so mad? What am I doing wrong? It's just a caress. I'm just being affectionate. I told him, you get any closer, and I will hit you with the handle right now. I told him, I'm going to spray this cleaner in your eyes.
For years, Magana tried to bury those memories. But she opened up to the point that she drove me to the Bakersfield Bank, where she says that former supervisor assaulted her. The bank was closed, but she peered in through the tinted glass door.
Behind the stairs is the conference room where that man tricked me, got me into that room. He shoved me as soon as I walked in and raped me.
Did you have sex with Maria Magana against her will at the ABM worksite?
No.
During this deposition with government lawyers, Magana's former supervisor, Jose Vasquez, denied assaulting her.
Did you rape Maria Magana at the ABM worksite?
No.
Magana was one of 21 California women who were part of a lawsuit claiming that ABM failed to protect them from sexual harassment and assault by 14 men working for the company. The Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission brought the case. Lead attorney Anna Park says it was one of the worst cases of sexual harassment she'd ever seen.
We did not believe they did all they could, and they allowed these women for years to be abused.
Park says the company didn't follow its own procedures for investigating complaints of abuse. They never followed up with a man who says he saw Vasquez harassing a female janitor, or thoroughly investigate anonymous letters warning that Vasquez had a criminal record.
Any good company will say, let's investigate this. Who else is affected? What else is going on? That didn't happen here.
In fact, Vasquez was a convicted rapist, but the officials who hired him didn't do a background check. ABM settled the Central Valley case in 2010 for nearly $6 million. Without admitting any wrongdoing, the company agreed to improve its investigations and policies around sexual harassment. ABM is not the only company where janitors say they've been abused. Our investigation found that sexual violence is a problem at janitorial companies across the nation. But ABM is among a rare group of 15 American corporations that have been sued at least 3 times by the federal government for failing to protect workers from sexual harassment.
Hi, my name is Miranda Tolar, and I'm ABM's Deputy General Counsel for Employment Law.
We tried for more than a year to get an interview with ABM. They declined, but sent us their own videotaped statement.
We take these issues very seriously. We believe that our policies and procedures are the gold standard in the industry. Our systems work.
Tolar says employees go through sexual harassment prevention training, and the company provides a hotline for reporting concerns in 100 languages. ABM also sent us a letter saying our reporting is focusing on older cases and the company has improved their policies and practices since the EEOC case was settled. Our reporting found that female janitors are still complaining about sexual abuse and harassment on the job at ABM. We found 2 recent lawsuits in Los Angeles, for example, where female janitors say they were fired after complaining. Jose Vasquez never faced criminal charges for assaulting a janitor. He resigned from ABM.
Hello?
When we tracked him down at his house near Bakersfield, he didn't want to be recorded. Some of those women, he told us, were just money hungry.
¿Quieres tu café, ma, con leche?
No.
Maria Magaña still lives in a cramped house in Bakersfield, taking care of her elderly mother and teenage son. She says she's had a hard time spending the settlement money.
They can give me thousands and thousands of dollars. But to this day, I can't spend the money with joy because I see it as dirty. That money won't ease my pain and that filthy stain on my heart from that man who marked me. It won't change the past or clean how dirty I feel.
Our series continues tomorrow with a look at how sexual violence against janitors isn't even on the radar for the government agencies in charge of workplace safety. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Bakersfield.
Rape on the Night Shift was reported in collaboration with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting, the Investigative Reporting Program at UC Berkeley, Univision, and Frontline. Watch the documentary tonight on PBS and check out the rest of the series at californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, June 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velocic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights, bvlawsf.com, Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org, and the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.